gears here, and we've got about 9 or 10 wonderful people on the line with me right now. And let me flip over to my page here, and let's run through and find out. And those of you who have never joined us for this portion of the call, you're welcome to hang out here. We usually have about 40 or 50 people that don't hang up, and they just want to listen in. What our goal, what we're doing as a team, and I'm just the facilitator, okay? And what I mean by that is I'm doing the same thing that all these other great folks are talking about, and we're utilizing the information either that we just heard from Paige, or we're looking at, or in conjunction with that, we're looking at the 90-day rhythm, which started November 1st for the next cycle, and we're implementing the things and working them into our, what we're doing with our business already. So that's a... That's what we do on this call. Anybody and everybody is welcome to join. If you want to join and be part of the discussion group and be an active participant, you need to pop me an email or call me, and I will give you the host code to join us on, you know, this portion. Email is simply vsrogers995@aol.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, rogers995@aol.com, and Rogers does not have a D in it. Or you can simply call me, 503-695-5683, and we'd love to have you join us because it's always a fun time, and I know there's a good portion of you on the call already. So, Clark, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Joe and Bill, Decoff, did you guys make it back home from your great American travels yet? I'm going to take that as a no. Mary Margaret.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. Sorry about the cough.
You know, I told you, Mary Margaret, if you just quit smoking those 2 cartons a day, then, you know, that wouldn't be a problem for you. Steve.
I'm here.
Good morning. Harold.
I'm here.
Okay. Molly Chang.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know Janice is not with us. And there's a couple other people that I've emailed. Frank, Peggy. Are you guys with us? Yes, no? And I'll give Dad and Mom, I do not believe, are on the line with us, and if they are, they don't have to even admit they're online. They are packing up, and you guys, and by the way, the script that I said I was going to send you guys last week, which I obviously have not, I've got it typed up, I just was missing one key component. Dad and Mom are in the process of packing up to make their journey back to New York. So I'm passing on to you guys the contact information there so you have that to utilize them for three ways and the such. So let's hear some thoughts.
But that's okay. We're packing.
Yeah, no, that's okay. See, there you go. They should be packing. And just so you guys know something about my parents, Mom does all the packing and Dad just... you know, throws it in the coach, and then when it's time to go, then they drive out. So it could be today, it could be tomorrow. Today was their target, you know, departure day. But let's look at what, you guys, here's some thoughts on what Paige Murphy shared with us.
This is Kathy.
And go ahead, Kathy.
I was with a cosmetic company for 11 years, and what Paige is saying this morning is exactly right on. Exactly on. Women have been looking for years for something that was a little safer on their skin, safer in the environment. I've been testing this product since I received it. It is awesome. It makes your skin feel so good during the cleansing process, during the toning. Every step makes your skin feel really, really good, fresh, clean, not sticky or gooey. You know that you're not putting petroleum products on your face.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great.
Can I ask a question?
Fire away, Mary Margaret.
This is Marie.
Oh, I'm sorry, Marie.
And you got me.
Good morning, Marie. Marie Bartis is a wellness consultant.
My name is Marie Cruz.
Works for a large food distribution warehouse here in Portland, Oregon. So go ahead, Marie. What's your question?
don't use skincare products. I kind of splash water on my face and put lotion on that I buy over the counter. So when Char went to the convention, she got me the APAC, and I've got 6 boxes in front of me, and I don't know how to use them.
Okay.
Somebody help me with this? I don't know what order to use them.
Okay. Well, that's one of the things that when you look at the 6 different components and use them in order, you know, I mean, you have to break it down. Obviously, you don't put the contour serum or the, what's the other one I'm looking for? Come on, give me the name. Anyways, there's an order to it, you know, start with the wash and all that kind of stuff.
You email me, like, the order of use?
Let me correct something that...
Okay, the instructions are very explicit that come with it.
Yeah, here's my box right here. On the back package, yeah, it says right there, but I thought I had a little piece of paper. Where did it go?
Ben?
Yes, go ahead, Molly.
It's Molly. I also was in Medicaid for 6 years. I can help Marie.
Okay.
So you guys can... Yeah, Molly, give Marie your phone number and she can call you.
That's 937.
Say it again.
937.
885.
2446. Was it
2446?
Yes. Okay,
2446.
Molly.
Molly. M-O-L-L-E-Y. Last name, Chong. C-H-U-A-N-G.
Okay, so you guys get together. What I want to focus
just interrupt for a second. There's another point here to be made. If you first walk through the instructions, as I did when I opened the boxes, it will help you then to show others that how simple it is to take it off of the instructions, because you want everybody learning it both ways. It's wonderful to experience it through somebody else that's helping you, but it's more beneficial to take it off the instructions and do it because of the bottles, because some people are not going to have the person there to help them when they get theirs or open it up, so, or know someone that will, you know, is available to help. So I really encourage people to do it the first time from the containers, just like you would figure out any other instructions on a new piece that you get. So that's my input on that one. I did it.
And to correct something that Marie said, I do use skincare, not to the extent of, you know, the 6 different components that we have in the True Elements, but I have, ever since they introduced the Swiss Soap Flower, what was that, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, however long ago it was? And I'll tell you, when I met Steve Arcadia, this was a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, he was the gentleman I mentioned that I met at the Nikan wellness preview that I did at the headquarters building. Man, that really, really made even more of a believer out of me, because when you take care of your body's largest organ, I mean, it's huge. And what a great way to talk about the business with people, just sharing with them what you're doing. And I look at some of my classmates that I graduated from high school with 22 years ago, and they don't look so good. And I'm not saying that arrogantly, like, man, I'm so good looking, I'm, you know, such a stud. That's not what I'm saying at all. It's based on their lifestyle. And some of these are at their ideal weight, and, you know, they work out and stuff, but just, you can tell that they're not utilizing any component of the wellness home like we have, and it makes a huge difference. So let me ask the guys here, Steve, Harold, did Paige's tips give you guys a little bit of a leg up? I mean, because I feel like we kind of we're the underdogs here, and that, you know, it's kind of a stretch for guys to be talking about skincare.
Well, this is Harold. I haven't received my skincare products yet, but we were at a wellness preview, and one of my Upline Platinums was there and had the sample pack. And we opened it up and used a little bit, and I just put some on my fingers. And from one hand to the other, you could tell the difference of how silky smooth you I could really tell that, you know, that my hands now were back to the same way they were before. So, I mean, they really, really softened my skin just almost instantly.
That's a huge, huge thing. What about you, Steve?
I use some of the products, you know, from the Soulflower line, and my wife, her skin is always so wonderful, and she's used that ever since it came out. And so, you know, with what Paige has said and the information that you shared with us this morning, I think that'll be a great addition to what we have, and just like everything else that's going on with Nikin, it's just that much better.
Exactly. Okay. Good. Okay. Let's see. Mary Margaret, we know you're on the line. What are your thoughts?
Well, I've been a low maintenance skincare person. Just a bar of soap has been my lifestyle. So I'm on a learning curve here.
Okay. Yeah, you guys, let me emphasize the point of an addition to the wellness home. When people ask, Vance, what do you do for a living? I work at home for a Japanese wellness company. And usually they'll say, well, what do you guys exactly do? I said, well, we're the only company that has a true and entire wellness home. You know, air, water, sleep, fitness, nutrition, skin care, anything to do with keeping your body at an all-time peak as far as wellness, we've got it. And that's basically it, and that's one of the key things that anything Nikin introduces, we have to get away, even though it's exciting and it drives our businesses and whatnot, we have to get away from just talking about what's new and looking at the whole foundation of what we have is the importance of we're the only ones that have the whole wellness home. So it's a huge, huge factor when you talk about anything that Nikin introduces new. Molly, we didn't get to hear your thoughts other than your phone number.
I am very excited about the exfoliation agent. That one thing make our skin more clean than any of those things, because it goes into the deep pores of the hair follicle.
Uh-huh.
So anybody has like a greasy, oily skin, or work outdoor with all kind of environmental dirt, this would be the things that cleanses out. When the follicle, that means our skin is going to be very fine, because the pores are not showing because they are so fine. So over time, our skin will be like a glass that you don't see any ridges or pores. And of course, the organically grown is something I have not experienced, so I'm anxious to test that. I don't have the shipment yet, but I think it is on the email saying that the critical shipment is out, so I am anxious to try it myself.
Okay.
Hey, Dan?
Yes, Kathy, go ahead.
This is something that we've started doing, or I should say Terry has started doing, my husband. He went out yesterday, and he knew of some ladies that he used to work with that are really into organic things and looking for stuff. He went yesterday and was handing out the little brochures to some of these ladies, and they were like all oohing and on. Oh, a true organic product. And he says, I know that you're interested, or I knew that you were interested, or heard you were interested, or whatever, in organic things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to try this, my wife will be giving some skincare classes.
There you go.
And he says.
So, and again, let's not make light of what you just said in the way said it. My wife will be giving some skincare classes. All of a sudden, you're the expert, Kathy, which always kind of like, you know. However, you get this is something we miss, that if you speak intelligently and share a couple things that will be knowledgeable bits of insight to somebody that just may not know. You know, you look at, again, this is something we learned from Julie McCluey years ago. That's where I learned it from, was that your skin, our skin, is our body's largest organ.
Mm-hmm.
What, it's described as a second liver or a third kidney of sorts, as a filtering agent to keep the junk out. Because obviously if we walked around without any skin on our bodies, you know, all of our muscles and our organs are kind of a disgusting picture. But you guys remember the things from biology, the cutaway versions of a picture, you know, a human body without any skin on it, and everything would, there's no protection mechanism. So why don't we take care of it? It's just like maintaining a car. You wash the outside and, you know, every once in a while you'd apply wax and whatnot. Why not do the same thing? So Kathy here becomes the teacher to offer skincare classes. Kathy, let me ask you this question. Your husband's background, I've just forgotten. What does your husband do for an occupation?
He was in the technology world. He designed and managed computer networks for large companies.
Okay, so he's more in the analytical type rather than the touchy-feely based on his occupation. Was that a stretch for him?
Well, you know, it has been. We've been making a lot of changes. We've been doing a lot of praying. We've been making a lot of changes because, you know, he is laid off now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and let me tell you, unemployment is very pitiful. Very pitiful. But, this is a little of a stretch for him, and I'm so proud of him that he is out of his comfort zone.
Sure. Okay. Okay. Good. Good, good, good. And, you know, all of us, again, you've heard me talk about this before, that if you want to live, and I'll quote Jeff Van Blerkum, if you're willing to do what others are not, then you will be able to live life like others only dream of. And what I mean by that is simply, you know, Jeff, I know in his, making that statement is that if we'll be willing to take a step and do some of the things that other people are like, oh, I could never do that, I'm not a salesperson, which I think that is. I had a really good conversation with Ann Bodak about that. When people say, well, I'm not a salesperson, that's a load of baloney, okay? And I'd use a stronger word, but too many years of listening and I'll get in trouble. We're all salespeople. If you have a mouth and you have a brain, congratulations, you're a salesperson. Because everything that we do, every interaction that we have, conversations when we speak to people, we're always sharing ideas and selling something. If you don't have any passion at all, and you go through life as, you know, with the Eeyore complex from Winnie the Pooh, that everything is a dark cloud, then you're probably right. Then, yeah, you're not a salesperson. But that is not 99.9% of our population. We're always excited about something, and people don't want to pass up a good deal. So we really have to take that step out there and be able to share things, especially new things like this. Other thoughts, comments?
Vance?
Yes.
Vance, this is Julie in Connecticut.
Morning, Julie.
Good morning. I thank you for sending me the number, and I am on this morning.
Okay.
And,
well, Julie, jump right in. First of all, take a couple seconds here and tell us a little bit about yourself, and so the rest of the group knows, and then you need to email me, because I didn't do it, and you need to email me or send me an email with your phone number so I can add you in, because I just emailed everybody, because you guys are probably, some of you are at your computer saying, oh, Vance is multitasking. Well, of course I am. I always do that. But I just sent a script that I kind of thought up a few days ago. I just sent it out to everybody.
Okay.
As well as the contact information for my folks when they're in New York. So, Julie, tell us a little bit about you.
I'm in Connecticut. My 39-year-old sick job is working at Waterbury Hospital as a medical technologist, where I love my job, but I'm thinking that I need this plan B of Neekin. I've been using the Neekin products for the 11 years. Dramatic back improvements from degenerative disc disease, and got off all my meds in 3 months of sleeping on a magnetic mattress pad. So I love the products. And just decided a couple years ago when they started the quarterlies that I was going to make it a business, but I had to learn and study first, so now I'm ready to go with it. And I'm listening when I can to everything I can listen to and going to everything and getting ready to put things in place so that I can move. And I thank you for inviting me to this call. I was at the convention in Orlando and absolutely loved it. And the skincare, I started using it because I do have a problem with my skin, and I haven't seen a little improvement so far, so I'm hoping that it's going to be dramatic. But I especially love the wash and the toner. I've never felt anything that I've liked as much after how my face feels from using the toner.
Okay.
And I've used all of the six. And I like them. I like them all. So I'm hoping that it's going to work for me.
Okay. And one of the things that you're going to notice about this group on Saturday mornings, Julie, is that you'll need to utilize the True Elements skincare line to thicken up your skin. Okay. And what I mean by that is because you've agreed to jump on this call at different times. Well, I'm going to do it right now, and then you'll get to experience it firsthand. And if you don't ever join us again, we'll know that. We'll know why. But for the rest of the group, guys, with what Julie just shared in her really quick, really brief testimony, how could we encourage her to taking her plan B and making it actually her focal point, so she's no longer tied down to something? Because I didn't quite get a huge 100% enthusiasm towards what you do for your day job. Maybe I misinterpreted, but it sounds like you'd rather be doing, you know, Neekin full time as a wellness consultant.
You've got the picture.
So, Kathy, you spent years, decades, working as a CFO. It doesn't really, not the same occupation, but again, when you're working for somebody else doing something that just, you're just not excited about getting up in the morning and charging into the day. Kathy, what would you share with Julie as far as taking her testimony and passionately being able to share it with others?
Well, first I would look at the things that, look at the reasons why you are looking for a plan B. I wish I would have looked for a plan B years earlier. But look at the things that, you know, we learn through life it shouldn't be negative, blah, 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 all that stuff. But this is your opportunity to look at the things about your current job that aren't satisfying your needs, aren't satisfying your internal needs. And then also look at the things that, if your current job that you like, that you really like. And it sounds to me like you really like helping people.
I do.
I'm working with a young man right now that really likes helping people solve challenges in the field that he's in right now. But he's going to be taking that love of helping people into Neekin. And so I would do that. And focus on what you love to do and how you're going to be able to take that love into Neekin. Because let me tell you, when you help someone in Neekin and they look at you afterwards and say, thank you so much, you helped me get rid of horrendous headaches, you gave me back my life. And if you would have been working with me, that's what I would have come and said to you.
And there is nothing that gives a person greater joy, in my opinion, than knowing that you really helped save somebody's life. And here it in my voice.
Thank you.
So do that. And then the next thing I would do, I would get a hold of your upline, your mentor, a coach, somebody, and get them in front of 30 people as fast as you can. And if you can, and if you do that, you will have a check coming in your mailbox on the 15th day of the month, and your plan B will be started, and it will grow from there. Is that sort of what you wanted, Dan?
I don't really have an intention or a want. I'm always curious because what Julie just shared, I got excited, and immediately I have another business associate. I don't, you guys, you've heard me say this before, and I'll say it again, get rid of the network marketing lingo. Normal people don't speak that language. Upline, crossline, all that other junk. It's okay one-on-one if you're talking to Nikan Wellness Consultants so they understand, but the term business associates, okay, that just, they understand two things really quick. This is a business, you're serious about it, and number two, this is simply another person, an associate that you work with. Or you could say business friend, or, you know, as you guys saw in my script, how did I write that? I think I wrote, I have a friend. Oh, where did it go?
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend, is the way I put it in there, in that script that I just emailed you. But you guys, I hear Julie's story, her journey about going off all her medications because of serious back injuries. Well, I have a back testimony that I use, you know, my own, jumping off from the 75-foot waterfall and hitting the water wrong and how the sleep system, you know, corrected up, you know, damage that had occurred a year and a half ago, or I talk about my dad being in the construction industry for 34 years and his back totally messed up even after having a surgery. However, now I've got a new fresh one because my dad wasn't on all kinds of medications. I mean, occasionally would take stuff, but Julie, what you just shared, it sounds like it was pretty intense. The so what of that is now when I come across somebody who is either in the medical field or somebody who's dealing with some major back pain, at that point I have an opportunity to say, hey, I've got a business associate in Connecticut. Let me get him on the phone so that I can see if we can catch him. Somebody is utilizing, doing a ham radio thing. There we go. Thank you. Now it's back. Maybe it's the wind. Carol. Does anybody else have any
questions? Sorry, Vance, I was on mute. I didn't hear you, and I'm having trouble a lot.
Okay, you guys, I think we covered enough. Want to encourage everyone to utilize the email and
about the fact of people that are not even in Nikan giving a box of power patches
to, you know, loved ones and letting them try and explain what it is. But when you show them a quick energy test, I mean, it's a $40 box of Band-Aids, if you want to call it that, but Band-Aids with, you know, 30-plus years technology behind it and millions of dollars spent on research and development of this. I mean, just think about the potentials of that, just if you're just looking at the new products, and allow people to see it firsthand and say, hey, this is something that your loved ones, when you give this to them, they're going to benefit for years. And it expands your network, your database of people real quick. And we all need to be doing that. We all need to be inviting people to go with us. And then what else is I going to tell you? Have a wonderful, happy Thanksgiving. That's what I was going to tell you. I always give a quick tip, and this is something I learned. Did any of you guys ever heard my tip that I learned from David Letterman about how to deal with the, is it called tryptophan?
Somebody? No, but we'd love to.
You have heard? Joe, are you on the line?
Yes, we got in late. We needed our vamp fixed. We've missed you for a month.
Well, welcome home, Decoff family. Welcome home. Those of you who are Ty Pennington freaks like our oldest daughter. Joe and Bill have been gallivanting around the U.S. and lost their cell phones, so they've been out of contact with the rest of the group. But to deal with, here's a tip, and you guys, please understand the humor in this. But to deal with and combat the effects of tryptophan, which is the effect that turkey has in your body, it makes you sleepy. To counteract that, instead of in the basting sauce, you know that when you're making your turkey and you know you spoon the gravy over to keep it moist and everything, you know, every like, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes, however often you do it. In that basting sauce, you need to pick up a couple ounces of cocaine and stir that into the basting sauce so that it absorbs into the meat, and it completely, 180 degree opposite effect of tryptophan. And by the time your family's done eating the Thanksgiving feast, I mean, they'll be so jacked up, so wired, it's like Christmas shopping the day after Thanksgiving. Forget that. We're going now. Come on, get the car running. And, yeah, anyways.
Well, thanks.
Hey, may I share one little thing I heard this week?
Yes, Mary Margaret, share away.
Somebody told me, they were talking about attitude, and it really broke my heart. They said it's all the difference between the following two views. One is I'm facing into the storm, and the other is, I know this person has had some challenges, so the second other one is dancing in the rain. So we can dance in the rain.
You know, and did I put this in an email? I don't think I did. Something I shared at our small group meeting last night, something that Joel Osteen mentioned in a message a couple weeks ago, referring back to the hurricane that really, it's still a lot of damage in the Houston area and Galveston, especially anywhere in the Gulf Coast of Texas. But look at a setback as simply a setup for a brighter outcome. Every single challenge or obstacle that stands in front of us is nothing more. I mean, we look at it as if it's a setback. Look at it as a setup for a better and a brighter outcome, because that's all it really is. And when facing challenges, and if you guys want some free advice, one last thing, I mentioned Joel Osteen is the church that my wife grew up in Houston, Texas. Every week, he's the most popular speaker and communicator right now in the world. 42,000 people every weekend are at Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas, and millions and millions of viewers worldwide tune into the program. You can just look at your local channel network or whatever to find out when he's on. But you talk about inspirational and motivating and thought-provoking, and it gets you on the center track. Here's a guy who'll do it. So, okay, I think that's it, you guys. We're finishing up a little early because Paige had to get off, so it worked out good for the rest of us. So invite people to the Rhythm event next week. Take advantage of the specials.
stiffness. Yeah. So have a great week. Look forward to chatting with you guys. Utilize us, please, as I've started to talk about with Julie. Utilize your members of your team. You have their contact information. Business associates make great credibility builders when introducing someone in NECAN as far as leveraging other people so you're not doing it as a lone ranger. So look forward to assisting you guys when the situation arises. Have a great week, great Thanksgiving, and we'll chat in 2 weeks, if not before. All righty?
Blessed Thanksgiving
to you. Happy Thanksgiving. All right. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.